Thanks, Michaela. You need to take that call right now, or
he's gone. I couldn't answer right away. I'll call him back.
No, I picked it up and I set it aside. So do you want me to put it on?
Yeah,
hold?
Let me go ahead and get that really quick.
All right, let me hold. Let me put him on hold first. All right, hang on.
Or tell him I'll just call him back. Tell him he'll be. He's always apt to talk with us.
Here we go.
Here we go. Live radio, folks.
She said she'll call you right back. Maybe 5 minutes.
Good morning, Z Country.
You can always listen online, WTUZ.com.
There you go. There you go. Live radio.
I didn't mean to hit that one. I meant to hit that one.
But regardless.
I could always hear LeBron anyway. That's why
I don't need to hear him. But regardless, that was the individual calling is Superintendent David Brand.
Yeah.
So we will get the school administration side of this incident again. As I mentioned, a 16-year-old identified. Not in school until she speaks with school administrators and they feel exactly how they're going to handle the situation. And we'll get the latest here coming up this morning.
You know, I thought, honestly, your breaking news was about our sinkhole out back.
Which, no, but I told Jared it should be.
Listen, no, we legitimately have a sinkhole out back. I haven't went out back and looked yet, but apparently it's close to our back door here. Too close for comfort.
And so we're going to fall into a sinkhole.
Uh-huh.
Breaking news.
Broadcasting. Listen, whoever wants to grab the rights to that remote broadcast right now, broadcasting live from a sinkhole, brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda there in Dover.
It would be a Guinness World Record.
It may be.
I bet it would.
First live broadcast from
a sinkhole.
A sinkhole. But no, it's legitimately out there. I might throw up some pictures, too, and I don't know what we're going to do. What if it expands?
Then we fall in.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it's related to. I know they've been doing a lot of stuff, drilling, pounding.
It's that horn that was earlier. The horn did it.
Stupid horn.
The horn shook the ground, and now there's a sinkhole. That's pretty intense. The scary part is it's like hollow underneath. Like there's a hole, and then you can see up under the ground that
it's a tunnel?
It's like, maybe it's a gold mine.
I don't know.
Undiscovered.
There's only one way to find out.
I'm not going in.
And I'm not going in there either.
Nope.
Hey, new Samsung, what are they, Galaxy S9s are out as of yet. They haven't blown up or caused any fires or, burned anybody's hand or leg or anything like that.
Are sales booming or exploding?
Good call right there. Good call. They say it's got a better camera, better video mode that can freeze fast-moving objects, facial recognition.
They won't catch you
like
on
those
fire.
iPhones and water-resistant bodies. And yes, hopefully they are not exploding.
That should be their key ad go-to. I can see the commercials now. It will not explode.
You can
take it on an airplane.
if they would have just come out and made light of the situation, maybe it would have made it a little more funnier. Better ad campaign.
Well, there were some injuries, so I don't know if it could
be funny.
Yeah,
you know what? You're
not.
Right. They're probably still paying for that, so they don't want to make light
don't laugh about
that
it.
Situation.
Mm-mm.
Don't want to laugh
we
at
can,
all.
Though, because we're not paying.
That's right. We're both iPhone users. Hey, I want to mention this. I went to the grocery store a few days ago. Return to the scene of the crime, by the way. But that's not what I'm talking about. I saw some magazines, you know, In Touch, Us Weekly, those gossip mags. Two different magazine publishers had the story about Carrie Underwood's marriage with her husband Mike Fisher and how it could be on the rocks. Now, I didn't. Yeah.
What magazines?
They were In Touch, I do believe, and Us Weekly. Those were the two. But then,
tabloid.
A couple days ago, Carrie Underwood's husband Mike Fisher, I guess, decided to go to social media. Put up some.
She hasn't dumped me yet, folks.
Yeah, you put up some biblical verse and basically said after that, you know, we've never been better. But hey, listen, this is how it starts with all the rumors. Remember Blake and Miranda, all the rumors that were swirling around their marriage, and they shot him down for
Eric
for a year or two, and then
he saw one of your text messages to his girl, and now
listen,
they're fighting about it.
There's nothing I can do. It was all work related, is what it was. But no, hey, we haven't seen her yet since she fell down a flight of stairs and hurt her face. And then her husband, remember, wasn't there during that accident. Don't know where.
It's getting suspicious.
Don't know where he was. Now he came out of retirement, went back into the National Hockey
League. Might need the money.
Wasn't even retired for a full year. He's like, I can't stand to be around this woman. I'd rather go back to.
Might need the money.
I don't know.
So
you never know. Where there's smoke, is there always fire? Not necessarily, but most of the time.
Could be a sinkhole.
Indeed. Okay, speaking of divorces, sadly, Michaela, you want to tell the folks something that that's been going on the past
couple weeks.
Oh,
you're going to throw it to me like that with a theme of divorce?
Perfect segue.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, very bittersweet announcement that I actually will be leaving WTUZ. March 9th will be my last day. My family and I are moving to the Ashland area, and hour and a half drive at 3 o'clock in the morning is just a bit too far.
Not going to work. Yeah.
No. So it's very sad because you guys are all fantastic here and grown to love this family once again. And returning was absolutely amazing. And it's been amazing being here again. But, you know, life has a plan for all of us. So.
Yeah. Was it that bad working with me, Michaela? That bad that you have to leave?
No, absolutely the complete opposite. We are very excited as a family to get our own place.
Yeah, it's the next step in your family.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta do its best.
It's very exciting, but like I said, it's a bittersweet situation because I absolutely love Tusker Falls County. Born and raised here.
You're a lifer, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be back a lot. My mom will make sure of that. But no, and you guys here are absolutely amazing. And we'll talk about that more when it gets closer because, Z Country, you're still stuck with me for two more full weeks.
2 weeks, yeah, like it
so
or not.
So that's a lot of time to chat.
All of this week, all of next.
Yes.
So we'll save the sappiness for your last day. Nothing like crying on air. I'm sure that'll happen here in a couple weeks. But anyway, yeah, we wanted to pass that along just so folks are aware. Mm-hmm. We didn't want you tuning in one day and then all of a sudden, Michaela's gone.
Yeah.
Felt like we needed to make folks aware what's going on.
Give a little padding in between.
Okay, I need to check out this darn sinkhole for one.
I think someone did it.
I don't know who.
Someone out there do it?
I don't know. But there's all kinds of.
Someone had one job, and it was not to make a sinkhole.
And then there is a sinkhole.